USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has a lead of just over 12,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania Republican State Senator Jake Corman says recent rule changes are leading to confusion in his state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and by extension the governor, you know, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether it was President Trump or it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if, say, Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going
to
believe it.
Joe Biden is preparing to address the nation in prime time tonight, as it appears he has the upper hand in winning the White House. Biden plans to speak at 8 o'clock Eastern Time in his hometown in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.